This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 495 for Thursday, July 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are falling back on Thursday morning as Chicago soy oil prices weaken. The November canola contract gives up $11.90 at $818.90 per ton, while the January contract retreats $12.30 at $820.80 per ton. Pressure on canola is also coming from declines in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Modest increases in global crude oil prices are lending some support to the vegetable oils. Stat Canada released its monthly crush report showing more than 772,000 tons of canola were crushed in June. That's up 17% compared to June of last year. Stat Canada also reports canola deliveries in June were nearly 1.33 million tons, up 41% from a year ago. The Canadian dollar is on the rise Thursday morning, with the loonie at 75.76 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 75.64. The USDA reports another large sale of new crop soybeans to unknown destinations. Today's sale is for 256,000 tons. Yesterday, the USDA announced two sales totaling 501,000 tons. The department issued its export sales report, and for the week ending July 20th, old crop soybean sales are more than 198,000 tons. New crop sales are short of 545,000 tons. Old crop soy meal export sales are almost 160,000 tons, plus 114,000 of new crop. Soy oil is at 2,100 tons. Old crop corn export sales exceed 314,000 tons, along with 336,000 tons of new crop. Wheat registers at 233,000 tons. All export sales are within market expectations. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. While there are sharp gains in the old crop positions, the November contract bumps up 2.5 cents at 14.22.5 per bushel. September soy oil falls 1.26 cents at 65.71 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $3.30 at $447.90 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher, with its September contract nudging up 0.75 cents at $5.41 per bushel. Soybeans are higher, with its September contract up 9 cents at $4.36. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher, as Chicago September is unchanged at $7.20. Kansas City September gains 11 cents at $8.76.5. And Minneapolis September adds 6 cents at $9.01.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.